Well, I think the Commanders definitely will be in play for Stephon Diggs. I think that's a viable landing spot. I think the Ayuk situation with the Commanders, like, I think that that was on the track to happening, and it went off the track. And that doesn't mean it can't get back on the track, but again, I think there are people that wonder whether or not he wants to play. They've raised that question. So we'll see what happens there. But Stephon Diggs went to Maryland. They could use another wide receiver. He would be a great alternative. I could see the Commanders being in play for him.
Adam Schefter, before we get to your calls, do you have any interest in where Diggs lands for whatever reason?
Sure. I'm curious what he's what he's got. I mean, he had a very good year, if not even a great year at his age, an injury comeback last year. So yeah, I mean, a couple of weeks ago or last week, I don't know. I said I would do it here. I don't think they're going to, but it's not an offensive idea to me. So yeah, I have a curiosity about him.
Ravens.
Boy, I don't want that.
That's what kind of what I was thinking when I asked you. Like, you just had, well, you had Houston, some level of rival, and then New England, of course.
More now,
you play against them
more
again.
Now than when he went there, I would say Houston. Like, Houston, they beat the Bills pretty handily with him, and then, you know, last year, obviously, without him.
Right. Let's get to your calls here. Andy is with us. Hi, Andy.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
You know, just for fantasy purposes, Mike, I am curious where Diggs shows up, so that'll be interesting.
Draft him now.
Not same with Debo Samuel. We'll see.
And Keenan Allen.
Now I'm calling. Wanted to piggyback off the first segment, though. My main.
Hello.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
Andy. Sorry, man. Your phone just blew up.
You got the dig stuff in, at least. We heard that clearly.
Right.
Adam is next. Hi, Adam.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure thing. Thanks for calling.
So, about the uniforms, I mean, I get the messaging. You know, like, we have a strong, very prideful community. That's all great. But I think what we wanted in the uniforms was either something that's, like, intimidating or exciting. And with the gray, I just think of Eeyore. You know, it's just a boring color that, you know, maybe if the top was like some throwback, angry, rough gray, and then it went into like a polished, shiny nickel, something like that. But I just don't feel like there's any creativity. Dead horse on that whole subject. But my other thing I've been screaming for years, could we bring back Jaws for the kickoff?
Okay. I don't know. I don't have a take on that. Eeyore, however.
We got Eeyore and Jaws. One called
also gray.
The music. I get it. Okay, for the kickoff. Yeah.
Was that because Jaws is gray? But he's been screaming for years about it.
Yeah. No, I don't think. I think it's a separate issue for this caller.
Okay.
I don't think they're connected.
Eeyore.
Eeyore. That's a
donkey.
That's a pull. Yeah.
That's a pull.
That is a pull. It's gray.
Is that from Winnie the Pooh?
Yes.
Yeah. Talking about a reference to Winnie the Pooh in my house today.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Pooh Corner.
This is all very timely.
We have Pooh Corner.
I got a Pooh Corner for you.
That's what we have. That's what we have. My wife asked my daughter to take Margo outside, and I said, take her to Pooh Corner. I just cut it. Nice and tight.
All right.
Cut grass.
Yep.
Anyway, John is next. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. So, yeah, I just think the new uniforms are pretty terrible. Just the gray and the helmets are awful. I mean, it seems like they ask no fans for their input, because I don't think there's any fan out there that right now is like, yes, like, this is the uniform. But to me, it seems like if they were able to have the 1960s throwbacks that they wear certain years, along with the red helmet 90 throwbacks, along with their current uniforms, I think everybody would be happy with that. And it seems like a slam dunk in terms of like merchandise sales and everything like that. So it just seems like a no-brainer. So I don't know why they did this, to be honest.
Well, one reason probably is that people already own all that stuff.
Right. From a merchandise sales perspective, I think we learned this. We did, was it like weeks were the shows about the Sabre uniform change in 07, 08? Or, 06, 07.
Maybe. Yeah.
It certainly felt that way. I mean, it was summer. So, you know, there was a lot of room to operate. And I think that stuff sold like crazy. So as much as we are sitting here going, I don't like it, I don't like it, I don't like it. As soon as you see Josh Allen in it in a still photo, or Shakir, anybody on the team, but you know Allen's the biggest star on the team, obviously. I think it softens you. Like if you saw what was making the rounds most of last week, a Kincaid jersey on a hanger in a store, and a little mini helmet in a case is what I think a lot of people saw. That was the most widely distributed, in my view, photo of the Bills' new gear. And that's, you know, it's on a hanger. What looks good on a hanger? You got a mini helmet and a little case. Ugh. See a guy in it, not even in person, like, all right, I see you working. And then you see them actually playing it, and then you go to the store. I think they'll sell a ton of this stuff. They sell tons of everything they make. So
that makes us worse.
I know, but like you made the right point right away to the caller. The first thing you said was a lot of us already have all that stuff.
Well, I think it's probably obvious that this effort was made entirely with that kind of thought in mind, which is, all right, well, what doesn't really come that close to anything we've already produced? Because that
right.
is the point, is to sell it. So what... I mean, it is, in fairness to the Bills, it is an existing brand color.
Well, there's that, yes.
Which they were careful to tell us. I mean, I just think the throwback jerseys were very similar to their real jerseys, and the helmets have all been kind of the same. So, I mean, nobody's buying helmets anyway to wear.
Right.
So, like, let's come up with something new. And they did. And they did. And, you know, it feels like talking about food a little bit. Well, I can't stand green beans
right.
or something like that.
Just, right. No, yeah, right.
The next guy will love them.
I like the wings at this place better than that place. Well, okay, whatever.
I don't have any right. important opinion about whether it looks good, you know, but I just can't stand the effort to which
right.
teams go to try to explain it to you. Like everything, no detail was left. Right. Okay, well, I would have assumed that. I feel like you probably did care about this. But, you know, just to hit me with tone on tone striping and how everything conveys energy and attack and durability or just give us a little bit of credit.
You miss me with almost all of it.
All of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, John. Here's Adam next. Hi, Adam.
How you guys doing?
Okay, Adam. Thanks for calling.
So here I am. I'm out in Rochester, New York. Super excited about what's going to take place starting tomorrow. Actually told one of my daughters today, tomorrow morning is the day that the flag goes out, season starts, they report to training camp. Mm-hmm. And I knew that this was coming because I've been in a text chain with people letting them know just how strongly I felt about what was leaked. But the more I think about it, the more I honestly cannot get my head wrapped around. How did a marketing firm sit down in a conference room, come up with the concept? The jersey is blah and bad enough, but when they throw that logo on that helmet and come up with the design, how in God's green earth did someone say in that boardroom, this is a great idea, let's roll with it? Because to me, it's the most crazy idea that they rolled this out. It, in my opinion, it's like the Bumblebee Pittsburgh Steelers uniforms that should have never left some child's coloring book design. This should have never been a helmet and jersey combination for the team to roll out, let alone in year one of a new stadium. It's the helmet makes the whole jersey and uniform look worse. If they would have just done what Josh did years ago and went with the blue helmet with a regular logo, that would actually look even better and make the uniform palatable. But the way that they have that helmet looking, it is like joke show, yeah. UFL, XFL. It's just such a bad look. And I know they did it, like you all said, to sell and make money, because who buys a helmet? But is there a fan base in professional sports that has screamed from the mountaintops louder than our fan base to say, can we please just have the red helmet once or twice a season? And instead, they came out with a walked out of a boardroom and said,
"All right,
I know what they're going to love. Let's do this." It's crazy. And it was so horrible.
I don't know all the rules about what can and can't be worn and how many different variations of uniform. I know there's a limit. You can't just wear whatever. You can't just go to your closet and like, okay, let's wear this today. But I don't think anything they announced today prohibits them from using the red helmet on occasion still. I think that is still something that's in the window. So it doesn't close the door to that. But look, I agree. I think, you know, maybe the most the opinion I've seen expressed that I agree with the most is that there's a disconnect between the design. The helmet is a bold departure. There's no buffalo on it at all. That's massive. The Bills have always had, well, I shouldn't say always, 1960. No.
Just the one year they had numbers on their helmets.
Okay. Almost the entirety of their existence, they've had some form of a bison on the helmet. So they took that off. Okay. I that alone doesn't have to make you want to rebel. It doesn't really make me want to rebel. You're trying something. But to put like a adventurous design for a helmet with basically just a gray version of what you've been wearing for forever just seems a little odd to me. Like, go all the way. You know, like, if you're going to go with that kind of helmet, then I think you need to work a little harder than just slapping gray paint on your uniform and tone-on-tone striping.
Tone-on-tone
striping.
There it is. T-O-T. I really almost only care about the words. I mean, just, yeah. You said last week you were scared about the helmet.
Yeah.
Gray's fine, whatever.
Yeah.
You were scared about the helmet. I think you were right to be. That is really, it's really strange.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Bold departure is at least.
If it was with a jersey and pants combination that I also hated, it might make more sense if that is allowed. Does that make sense? It's an ill-fitting combination, I think. That helmet with that uniform doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
Aaron Schatz coming up in 20 minutes. His annual stat-rich almanac is out. We'll set up the season as camp starts this week, and for many teams has started already, with our frequent guest over the years, Aaron Schatz. Sal's going to join us at 5. Veterans Report tomorrow. The last caller's flag goes up in Rochester. Look for it.
Right on.
And then they're on the field on Wednesday for the first time. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.